We have before us today a message for the American church from James chapter 1 verse 22. Look at James. Let's read it together. But, are you with me? But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be doers of the word. Not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. I think it's something to think about. I truly believe this body of believers here in this little church on the corner, where we are this morning, is on the right path to fulfilling the task of doing what this word tells us to do. I think we must confess that hearing is not enough. I think we must confess that it is only the hearing of God's Holy Bible and its teachings is what must be practiced before a lost world. You see, hearing it and doing it are two different things, amen?
That's right.
The wisest man that ever lived wrote these words in his book of Ecclesiastes. There is a time to keep silence and a time to speak. With these things in mind, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 53 this morning. 53rd chapter, prophet Isaiah. We're going to begin our reading in the first verse. Isaiah 53. Who hath believed thy report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dark ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. There is going to be, Isaiah tells us, a time when the promised Redeemer would be silent. Turn now to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 27. Matthew, chapter 27. beginning with verse 11. Jesus stood before the governor. And the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And Jesus then said unto him, "Thou sayest." And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then when Pilate said unto him, "Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee?" And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly.
Amen.
There was going to be a time when the Redeemer would be silent. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? Did you ever really stop to think about Jesus' silence at that time? As a sheep before his shearers is dumb, through the words of Isaiah, Jesus did not open his mouth. He was silent. He was still. He never said a word. Listen now to Christ's attitude in the 27th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. I want you to hear what the great Charles Haddon Spurgeon said about Christ's silence here, recorded in St. Matthew. I read from Spurgeon's book, Morning and Evening, a direct quote from the reading. "Did earth or heaven ever behold a sadder spectacle of woe? In soul and body, our Lord felt himself to be weak as water poured on the ground. The placing of the cross in its socket had shaken him with great violence, had strained all the ligaments of his body, pained every nerve, and more or less dislocated all his bones. Burdened with his own weight, the majestic sufferer felt the strain increasing every moment of those 6 long hours. Think about that. Think about that. Jesus knew what was going to happen. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world, set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died instead for you and me. The psalmist's advice holds fast for the believer. No matter what situation we find ourselves in. And what was that? What was that advice of David? In the midst of turmoil and terror, "Be still," the father says to his child. "Be still and know that I am God." Know that it was I that created the universe from nothing, simply by speaking. Simply by speaking. I go to Genesis just to share a few words with you this morning. God said, "Let there be light." God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven that divide the day from the night. God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life. God said, let the earth bring forth his kind, cattle and creeping thing, beasts of the field. And it was so. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth. And God spoke, and it was so. And here, raising Pontius Pilate, he said nothing. Amen? The Creator God comes as Jesus Christ to die for the sins of his people and is silent before Pilate. The Creator of all that exists was still. I truly believe in the presence of those today who blaspheme God, ridicule his holy word, that silence rather than argument and protest marches and special crusades may very well do more good than we could ever imagine. Jesus saved sinners like us because he uttered not a word to save himself, so that we who believe this holy book could be saved. Amen? Amen. Of course, there's a time to speak and a time to be silent, as Solomon writes in his wisdom book. But there is a difference between a sleeping church and a silent. A sleeping church does nothing. A silent church takes the book of James very seriously. Rather than argue, it quietly ministers to a lost and dying world. Instead of climbing up on a rooftop and yelling, it works quietly down where the lost live, witnessing for Jesus and carrying the gospel to the nations as Christ commissioned them to do. The silent church works quietly, like yeast works in the dough. The silent church is a doing body of believers and not just a hearing only congregation. Yes, Jesus spoke, but when the time came to die for those he came to seek and to save, he answered Pontius Pilate never a word. Just as the prophet Isaiah said would happen those centuries before. This lost world does not need the empty noise of philosophy versus spirituality, or of New Ageism against the gospel, cults, or against anti-Christian sects parading against the word of God. This lost world needs a quiet, determined ministry and witness of the redeemed, loving and living as Christ loved and lived. If we will but be still, beloved, if we know that our Savior is God, the God who spoke everything that ever has been or ever will be into existence, if we know that, if we will be still and know God, remember this: all things are possible with God. Even fixing the steering on Billy's car. If we know that our God is coming again to gather us into himself, to spend eternity with us in the new heaven and the new earth promised to us in his holy word, then that in itself is enough to keep us busy. Amen? Praying, serving, and quietly obeying his great commission. The clamor of the enemy while we are silent. When we reach our heavenly home, Jesus' silence, we are told, marveled Pilate greatly. And praise our God, Jesus' silence defeated Satan and saved everyone that believes. If you leave this morning's service saying Pastor Lou believes the church should not speak out against sin and corruption and evil, you didn't really listen to what I said. I said the church doesn't need to call attention to itself, but to call attention to Jesus Christ. Amen? We need to call attention to the promises of God found in this sacred book. We need to call attention to what Jesus did on the cross for the drunk, for the prostitute, for the cheating lawyer, for the adulterer, for the little kid that doesn't know Jesus. Let each member of Briar Street Baptist Church be a doer of God's word and not a hearer only. Amen. The scriptures tell us Pontius Pilate marveled greatly at Christ's silence. Think with me now, beloved. Think with me. Jesus Christ was the perfect sacrifice for the payment of your sins and mine. There was only one living being that is perfect. There is only one living being that is perfect. And that is God. That is our Redeemer. Be still and know, he says, that I am God. Know it. Sure. Know it. Never doubt it. Never question it. Know it. God came and lived among men as Jesus Christ, who was silent before Pilate, so that all who believe might have eternal life. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That was the true light which cometh into the world and lighteth every man. He was in the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many have received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. David, James, John here, Matthew, Solomon, Old Testament, New Testament. You see what this tells us, simple preacher. God was the doer of His own word. He could have called 10,000 angels, but He didn't. He could have destroyed the world, but that was not the time for it. He could have called 10,000 angels. Think about that. 10,000 angels at His beck and call. A lost world deserving destruction. And He said, not a word. Aren't you glad?